Everybody's on smartphones and tablets these days, and lots of websites are becoming more mobile-friendly. This year, the Health and Human Services Department moved HHS.gov to a responsive design template that lets users more easily read, pan, and scroll on a website regardless of the viewing device. Now HHS is sharing its design code so other agencies can make their own websites more responsive. Dick Stapleton is Deputy Director of the HHS Digital Communications Division. He joins me now. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
All right. So tell us about adaptive responsive design, responsive design. What is it? How does it work?
Well, what responsive design does basically is it takes your web content, your website, your web template, and it recognizes how people are coming into the website. So if you're coming in from your, your all-in-one or your tower, your desktop, it delivers a pretty traditional looking website. If you come in on a tablet, the space that you have is smaller, and obviously if you're coming in on a smartphone, you have a very narrow field. And what responsive design does, in essence, is it recognizes that you're coming in from a smartphone, and it reconfigures the website content, the layout of the web content, so that it fits properly on a smartphone. It becomes linear instead of a rectangle, and the web designer decides, all right, here's the sequence of importance for this content. So typically stuff on the right sidebar, where nobody looks anyway because they think it's an advertisement, that gets pushed down to the bottom of the screen. When you're designing websites, it's very different designing for mobile than it is for desktop. On desktop, people, click. They don't want to be scrolling, particularly a horizontal scroll. So you have a lot of clicks. You have a lot of links, internal links. You want something, you click on it, you bring up a new page. That doesn't work so well on a smartphone. It's a pain. Smartphone is all about swiping, which is, just the opposite. A really long page is just fine because you can swipe it fast with your finger. So that, in a nutshell, that's the difference.
And so the opposite of using this type of code that you are using at HHS then is for somebody to design a separate site for each and every device, which I guess would be expensive and kind of cumbersome.
Well, that's where we started. When I say we, I mean the whole industry. It was, I remember cancer.gov had a typical desktop website, and then they created a separate parallel content website for a smartphone, a mobile device, and it's not practical. Nobody has the resources to create an entire second inventory of websites, let alone maintain it. So the answer had to be in code and in how we design the website so that it will display properly no matter what kind of device people are coming in on.
And a number of years ago, when web was new and federal agencies were just moving to websites, there were annual forums of federal website managers and designers. Do they still get together government-wide to share best practices?
Oh, yeah. We do, of course, because there's so much talent spread across the government. So yes, we do, but we do it more virtually today than the old conferences of old when 500 people would gather at a hotel and drink too much coffee and so on. Yeah, but a huge amount of sharing and GSA does a lot. There's digitalgov.gov is a place where a great deal of information is shared.
We're speaking with Dick Stapleton. He's the Deputy Director of the HHS Digital Communications Division. And I'm looking at HHS.gov right now on an iPhone 6. And, I'm not one that gives out a lot of compliments on the show, but I have to say this is one of the best mobile federal sites I've seen. And what's amazing is under the tweet section, you can scroll within a window that stays put otherwise on the screen, which I've never really seen anybody able to do that before. So this code that by which you have developed the site or adapted the main Health and Human Services site, you're making that available to all agencies?
Yes. Yep. That's available through digitalgov, digitalgov.gov. And we share all of that. And that's, it's just typical of the federal digital community, is that there's a real sense of sharing with each other. So it becomes very valuable.
All right. So earlier I was picking on OPM because their site for open enrollment and go to their insurance site for, you know, the Federal Employees Health Benefit Program is not mobilized. So if an agency like that, not, I don't want to single them out, but if an agency that where you go to their website on your mobile device and it looks like the cat's breakfast, only miniature, and you can't do anything or it's pretty hard to navigate, what do you need to do to and say, all right, so I download the code from HHS at digitalgov.gov. What has to happen next? You just how do you get it to work?
Unfortunately, it's not what has to happen next. It's what has to happen first. If your code is clean, if your site is well coded, you're in good shape. But we were able to do what we did because we had good inherent coding in the first place. If you don't have that, you know, this isn't going to work. Garbage in, garbage out. We had good stuff going in, so we got good stuff going out.
So spaghetti code of developing your site that started in 1996 and you keep adding on to it and stringing on to it probably is not a good candidate for instant conversion to adaptable.
No, it's not. It's not. And Tom, I know that you're interested in the code piece here, but there's so much more to making your website mobile friendly than just the code. The code is a big piece of the responsive design that lets it show up on the device is important. There are two other key pieces to this. One is findability. Navigation is a disaster. And when you're a big, even a small agency, my goodness, but when you're a big agency like we are with this huge range of content, you have to find a way for people to find what they're looking for in that content. So your everything around search is critical. We invest a lot of effort in improving search. And then the other, and as hard as that is, the most difficult piece is the content itself. You just can't take the old-fashioned government web page that goes on forever and ever and ever, even though you can swipe and it's fine, but you can't bury the solid information on, you know, 10 screens down. That's not how people use mobile devices. They're in a hurry. They're quick. They want instant gratification. You know, they want to pick up their phone and say, Siri, where's there a clinic that I can get my flu shot? They want to be able to get that kind of information without having to go searching forever.
And you've got a little bit of work to do on some of those subsites. I see you have a tile of all the important sites, and if you go to like flu.gov in particular, they're still on the old-fashioned way of displaying, just tiny on a screen. So are you going to go back and
a lot of work.
You're going to round up those chickens?
Oh, the chickens and the horses and the cows and a couple of, you know, gorillas in the closet.
And what about healthcare.gov? I noticed that is very well mobilized because I checked that out a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about it. Did you cooperate? I mean, Health and Human Services, of course, oversees CMS, which oversees healthcare.gov. How much cooperation collaboration was there?
We share information all the time, you know, on the technical end. So, yes.
All right. Well, the only other question I have is, did you know that on your site, the Ebola the picture of the Ebola virus looks exactly like Mickey Mouse balloon?
I did not. I'll have to go check that out.
All right. Dick Stapleton is Deputy Director of the Health and Human Services Department's Digital Communications Division. Congratulations on that site, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's my pleasure.